It takes kind of a holistic approach to controlling the silage that spread HLB, correct?
That's right. I guess you could say it takes a village of people working together and also using all the technology available.
And tell us about some of those different technologies.
Well, what we have right now is, of course, we have the insecticidal control, and I think we're getting to the point where we're learning how to use that pretty well. Also, can't forget about biological control. It's very critical, not only for this pest, but for other pests. So we need to conserve it by judicious use of insecticides. But at the same time, we're looking for ways to augment it by releasing a particular natural enemy that we're working on, Tamarix irradiata, at critical times of the year. Cultural control, what we have right now are the nutritional programs, which are working well, especially when, of course, they need to be combined with insecticidal control. And we're also working on a reflective mulch as a way of deterring silage from getting to new plantings.
Tell us a little bit how that works and what the promise is for that.
I've got a graduate student, Scott Croxton, who's working on this, and we've got very promising results. It's a similar technology to what's used in vegetables as far as planting into a plastic-covered bed, but it's not really a raised bed. And the other significant aspect to it is that it's covered with a reflective mulch, which is aluminized polyethylene. That basically confuses the silids. They can't find the tree very well. And it also has other benefits in controlling weeds, in holding in fertilizer, and even the reflective light helps the tree grow.
How long have you been doing this, and what have been your results so far?
We've been doing it now for about 2 years, actually. Our results are excellent. I mean, we're seeing significantly fewer psyllids on the trees. We're seeing significantly less infection by HLB. We're seeing significantly increased growth. So in every aspect, it's looking good. Nevertheless, there's some management issues with it. Freeze control is one of them since we're using drip irrigation. Some of the weeds are able to come through the mulch, but not very many. We had an issue with some of our sprays that were dissolving the aluminum, and we've dealt with that with a manufacturer to create a mulch that has a clear coat on it that protects the aluminized part of the mulch, and also to produce a thicker mulch that will take more traffic, and we think that we'll be able to get 3 years out of it.
More work to be done before you recommend this to growers on a large scale?
Oh, absolutely. But we have a lot of growers who are interested and want to put in trials, and we're certainly happy to help them do that.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.